The space upstairs at the Creative Discovery Museum has been transformed into two different worlds, both from a distant past that is sure to get the attention of children. Dinosaurs, Land of Fire and Ice, starts off with a scaled-down dinosaur as soon as you walk into the room. The first section is all about jungle, with green plants and stations that look warm and inviting, as long as the plant-eating dinosaurs around you are not a problem. Shannon Johnson is the Exhibit Development Director at the Creative Discovery Museum.
Minnesota Children's Museum created it. We've hosted several of their exhibits, and they're just always fantastic. And this runs from January 19th until May 12th. So it'll be here for the entire springtime. So people can come and play with dinosaurs, learn about why it's called Land of Fire and Ice, which is current research about how dinosaurs lived in current-day Alaska. Of course, it wasn't quite as cold as it is today. It probably would have been similar to Minnesota temperature, but current research, current theories on how dinosaurs lived in colder weather than we thought they did. So you can visit dinosaurs in Montana, which is the Land of Fire, and then the Land of Ice is present-day Alaska, and learn about those different types of dinosaurs.
So take me on a step-by-step through it.
Right now we're in the Land of Fire, the Montana area, and so the dinosaurs that kids can learn about in this space is a Triceratops, and you can get a picture taken with a Triceratops. And then you can also see the T-Rex. One of the things the exhibit also talks about is kind of what the ecology, what the environment would have been like in both areas. So we're standing right now beside a food chain activity, so kids can line up, and it talks about kind of the sun, then plants, then herbivores, then carnivores, and kind of what the different dinosaurs ate. There's four sculptural representations of dinosaurs throughout the gallery, and they have identification signs which talk about what their length, what their weight, what their diet would have been like, so you can learn whether it would have been an herbivore, a carnivore, what they ate and how big they were. We also have a little costume kiosk that we're standing next to where kids can dress up like a dinosaur or like other animals that would have been around in the time of dinosaurs, and also learn about plants that would have been around then also. Each area, both the Land of Fire and the Land of Ice, has a climb slash slide area. What we're standing beside right now is the bog walk. So it's kind of a squishy walk that kids can go over and again learn more about how the swamps, what that environment in a warmer area would have been like. And it also has a little crawl area. And then in the ice area, which is on the other side of the gallery that we'll get to in a little bit, there's an ice slide so kids can kind of climb up and go down a short slide, and it also has a little crawl space.
It looks like your transition here between the fire and ice is a mountain range, and is that a volcano?
It is a volcano. Volcanoes in Chattanooga. The transition area actually inside is a little book nook where kids can crawl around and read books inside a volcano, or our version of a volcano. The exhibit itself is very pretty, so your listeners will have to come see it. It's lots of different flats painted to look like what the environments would be. The volcano, as you mentioned, is right behind us.
It looks like you have the whole smoke at the top, and the lights are looking like active flames.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And dinosaur eggs.
So we're starting now to walk into the Alaska ice area. We have the troodon. It was a carnivore. Current theory is that both the males and females protected the nest. And so here kids can climb in a dinosaur nest. They can play with dinosaur eggs and learn about the troodon. Also, current theories about dinosaurs is that they were related to birds. So the troodon is one of the dinosaurs in the exhibit where you can see where they were more feathery than scaly, and see kind of where their legs have feathers more like birds than like scales of a reptile. So it's interesting to see that kind of juxtaposition, especially on one of the larger dinosaurs in the exhibit that we're heading towards, which is the Amanosaurus, which is a beautiful kind of blue color and all speckly. In our downstairs permanent dinosaur area, we have a real tibia bone from an Amanosaurus. So you can come see the sculptural representation of what scientists currently think that the Amanosaurus looked like, and then you can go see a real bone downstairs. The Monosaurus was an herbivore, ate twigs and leaves, but was pretty large. It was thought to be about 42 feet long.
This one looks maybe about a third the size of what it should be.
None of the dinosaurs, except the Troodon, are to scale. And then we're now standing near the slide, and you can kind of hear kids in the background going down the slide. The other piece in the ice area is there's some cards where you can learn about things that would have been in the environment in the ice area.
There's also a research station and a dig area for kids to discover fossil remains. The most active station, besides the ice slide, is an area containing a couple of tables of land and painted water and an entire collection of small trees and dinosaurs so the children can make their own land of fire and ice. These dinosaurs are scaled down for small hands to manipulate in the world they can create. For visitors to the museum on opening day, there was also a chance to sing along with local musician Dustin Crane.
Stomp, stomp, shake, shake, open up and roar. Stomp, stomp, shake, shake, open up and roar. Do the dino roar, do the dino roar. If you ever get bored, just do the dino roar. For sure you won't be ignored. Doing the dino roar, doing the dino roar.
Follow the links on the Around and About blog at WUTC.org to learn more about the traveling exhibit at the Creative Discovery Museum, downtown Chattanooga. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.